In terms of stages of visual processing, the two things to keep in mind, here there's a one and a two, is we have at the beginning a rapid parallel processing machine that does several things at once. And what it does is it extracts features, the orientation of things, the color of things, the texture, the motion, and it has sort of a memory, like a flash memory, but that has a very short duration that stuff can be stored there. It's a bottom-up process and it's driven by what's stimulating the retina. And then we have a second process, which is serial, one after another, and much slower, but it's goal-directed. That's what's being used to recognize things. It's slower, but it can be quite powerful, and it uses both short-term and long-term memory. And it's a more complex process, and it's top-down. And these two, the parallel, bottom-up, and serial, goal-oriented, top-down, work in parallel, work together. The first one feeds sort of the beginning impressions, building blocks that then get pieced together into higher level a representation so that we can recognize